Mr. Mitchell, Mr. President.
Hello.
John?
Yes, good morning, Mr. President.
John McClellan mentioned something that I mentioned to Connolly when he was in yesterday, and then I told Connolly that you would be the one probably to handle it. McClellan says he's got a Republican opponent. He says that Rockefeller has indicated that he, Rockefeller, won't give the opponent any money. McClellan, of course, there's no prayer for the Republican win, but in any event, with McClellan now the chairman of appropriations and so forth, if we could get that guy just to drop out of sight, I mean, McClellan says that just washes the thing out in Arkansas. He says we'll all work together and so forth. So I'd just like to leave it with you, and you do a little talking on it, or is there anything that can be done?
Well, I think there can be. We've been working on it. We've also been working on Eastland. Eastland's got one too, you know.
Yeah.
But I think we can get both of them out of there.
But we should, on the basis that I don't want to be in appearance, John, of opposing the President pro tem or the Chairman of Appropriations, particularly when they have supported us.
Well, that is not in our interest.
Not in our interest in terms of winning the states.
Okay.
That's for darn sure.
Yes, sir, and I'll take care of those other two. I think we're going to be able to do it in both places.
You do? Great.
Yes, sir.
Great. Of course, needless to say, if these fellows that get out need some government positions, why, we can look at that too.
Yes, sir. We do that
if they're qualified, right?
We do it from time to time.
Right. I've heard that. Right.
It should be.
Right.
Right, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, take care, John.
We shall.
Bye.